On the first day of virtual public school in Los Angeles, 6,000 kindergartners were no-shows. And early numbers show that throughout the country, kindergarten enrollment is down. This data highlights, according to some educators, the need to examine more closely the challenges of remote learning for children and parents during this pandemic. Anna Markowitz is an assistant professor of education at UCLA, and she's been researching this. And Anna, welcome.
Hi.
What's your take on why enrollment is down and why there are so many absences, specifically for kindergarten in say, a place like Los Angeles?
Sure. So something that's important to remember about kindergarten in LA, yes, but sort of across the country, is that only 17 states and the District of Columbia actually require that children go to kindergarten. And the other thing that's interesting about kindergarten is that there's sort of this history of what we refer to as redshirting in kindergarten. And this is when, if you have a kid that's sort of close to the birth date cutoff for going to school, a parent might choose to hold their kid back for a year because they feel like they're not developmentally ready. So I think there's sort of this ethos in history in kindergarten around, is my kid ready for school? Is school getting them the developmental experiences they need? With online school, parents are really concerned that virtual school isn't actually going to get their kids the skills they need. Parents can be really attuned to their kids needing social interactions and kind of learning how to share almost more than sort of learning academic content. And if you talk to a kindergarten teacher, they'll really highlight that those social and emotional skills and self-regulation are just really essential for kindergartners, as well as things like motor skills, activities that are just a lot tougher to get in an online situation. And when you sort of couple that with the fact that parents very legitimately need to be working and are working from home right now and they need care, parents are sort of making this choice to find something else for their kids where they feel like their kids are getting the skills they need and they're getting their kids sort of in a place where they can be a little bit out of the house so they have time to do the work that they need to do as well.
This is so interesting, Anna, because kindergarten is such a rite of passage. And as you said, so much of it has to do with your child having that social, emotional connection with other children in the classroom. Virtual learning sets up an environment where parents also have to be just as much involved with a child, because developmentally at 5 years old, they're probably not likely to be able to sit in front of a computer for long periods of time.
Absolutely. I have several of my friends have said, well, I'm going to send my kid to childcare because there they'll get this sort of practice and this sort of time with other children. And if you talk to preschool teachers, we're collecting some data in some southern states, and the teachers will say, you know, the quality of my classroom interactions with kids is really good. But once we moved to a virtual setting, it was a lot harder to do that. And I know they're not getting the interaction that they need from me as well.
How widespread of a problem does this appear to be? You're looking at this trend beyond LA. You mentioned some schools in the South. What are you seeing?
Yeah, right now, I think a lot of it is sort of anecdotal. But, you know, we have partners in some work we're doing in Louisiana, and they're talking about childcare centers and places like that experiencing this uptick in older enrollment from kids in kindergarten and first grade whose parents are either sending them to the childcare sort of in lieu of kindergarten or sending them to the childcare to do their online kindergarten. And so it does seem like it's going to be a fairly widespread issue because parents are sort of trying to figure out what's best for their kids right now.
What are the ramifications of young children, particularly kindergartners? You know, there's been a big push over the last few decades to get children into school earlier so that they can have advantages as they move through the system. And what are the ramifications for parents who may not even have access to daycare, overall for education for young people?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to highlight again that I think parents are in a really impossible position here where they're sort of asking themselves, what is the best thing to do for my child versus also kind of what is the thing that I need to do to be getting my work done? And so I think we're going to see some real expansion of inequality down the line where, you know, kids are coming into first grade with really, really different preparation for school. And I think the other thing I just want to highlight is this is very tough for all families, but it's going to be really hard for families who have a child with a special need or for families who need access to school services for other reasons.
What kinds of solutions are you seeing or are you recommending at this moment?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. I think right now parents are just sort of doing what they need to do. I have friends who are sort of setting up you know, situations where their kids are going online with another child that they know in the neighborhood. Oftentimes it's sort of someone that they met at the daycare that they were going to before. But I think it's going to be really sort of hyper-local and hyper-individualized solutions, and school districts are going to have to sort of collect the data and see how this plays out a bit more.
That's Anna Markowitz. She's an assistant professor of education at UCLA. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Have a good day.